Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where tonight the Fort McMurray Oil Barons defeat the Lloydminster Bobcats 5-0, joined on the postgame show by head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, a good start again to your hockey team, but I felt at times maybe a little lackadaisical in the latter part of this hockey game.
I would say the complete opposite, because I was not happy with the first period. And it's tough as a coach. You're sitting in the coach's room and you outshoot a team 16 or 17 to 1 by our count. You're up 2-0. But I wasn't happy because we gave up again. We gave up a shorthanded breakaway, odd man rushes, and we just take unnecessary chances. So again, when we talk about not getting too excited right now and worried about the process, I didn't like the first period at all. I thought as the game got on, we got better. And actually, the third period was probably our best period. We actually caught some guys from behind, pursued puck. We were relentless. And I thought we got better as the game went on. But the first period, I mean, it's tough because you want to be, as a guy, you don't want to continually harp on negatives. But like I said, I think that, you know, our players would agree. We just took way too many chances. And nothing against Lloydminster, but, you know, we did the same thing last weekend, played a midweek game against Bonnyville, and, you know, I'm scared that, you know, history might repeat itself.
You know, Tom, one of the things that most impressed me was the play of the defensemen today, Roach and Severs, and the traffic in front. You saw Severs with a goal and an assist, and Roach also with a goal and assist. But the traffic in front, that first goal by Curtis Roach, where he just, you know, fluttered a puck to the net, and the traffic in front just really allowed the goal. What's your thoughts on the defensive play today?
You're exactly right. I thought that, you know, when shots go from the point, you want to beat that first wave of defense so it doesn't get blocked. And it doesn't have to be hard. We tell our guys, if you don't have a lane to the net, shoot off the net. You know, we'll battle from the hash marks down. Roachy floats that one in, and it finds the top shelf. JC jumps in. I mean, again, we talked about it last night where, you know, the game of hockey is evolving where you have to almost attack with four guys. And, you know, when you've got guys like that, and a Tanner Miller who, you know, like to join in the rush, it's a win for you because hopefully you're going to create some odd man rushes, and it also forces your forwards to be a little bit more accountable. So, you know, we've built a very different team here. We give our defensemen the green light, but also we have to be intelligent enough to realize, you know, you can't go every single time. And if a defenseman is in the rush, somebody has to cover, and that's where we count on our F3 on the forecheck.
You score a couple goals tonight, Tom, off rebounds. Damon Porter, I believe all three of his goals this year have come off a rebound right in the blue paint. Jack Hamley, again, a player that's not afraid to go to the dirty areas. A team this year seems to be built of, you know, you got the skilled guys, you got the physical guys, but you also have guys that aren't afraid to go into the blue paint and battle for those pucks.
Yeah, you talk about, you can't have 20 players that are carbon copies of one another. You need different guys. And I think that, you know, when you define team toughness, it's not necessarily a team that's going to fight and, you know, take dirty hits and things like that. Team toughness is when you know that you're going to get slashed, you're still willing to get to those areas. And when we've got, you know, some of our smaller players, like Ben Allen scores one off of a rebound today, and you'd mentioned Porter and Aiello and those guys, I mean, that's a good sign. We've got guys that are buying in and are willing to pay the price. We tell our players constantly, there's no price too steep to pay in order to experience success.
You know, you came into a Bobcats team that you're 1-4-1 against last year, and, you know, they're 0-4 this year. They've allowed 21 goals coming in. They've only scored 6 goals. Playing Bonnyville on Wednesday, that's a very big game, trying to get revenge on last week. Was it hard for the boys, you know, to try and get keyed into this game, or was it, you know, just another game that you got to get 2 points from?
Well, we talk about tomorrow, we're going to, you know, look at our success and determine it on last night's or tonight's performance. So, we didn't want the guys to look too far ahead. What you learn in this league real quick is that anybody can beat anybody. And, you know, we talked about it pregame, is the fact that the Lloydminster Bobcats are a dangerous team because they're looking for that first win. They're looking for to have a little bit of success. So for us to come on the first period, you know, and get the first couple goals, I thought was good. We got better, but right now, you know, our guys will have a well-deserved day off. We're going to be down at the trade show. So for anybody that's coming down, come down. We've got obviously our dream home raffle and the car raffle. So, you know, we want our players to get out into the community. And then we'll start prepping for Bonnyville. But this is a very crucial week in the sense that we've got Bonnyville on Wednesday, and then you've got the showcase. A lot of distractions and cameras next weekend, whether it's family members, whether it's scouts. There's that fine line between a player understanding that I'll have probably more individual success if I stick to the team game. Their team has success rather than trying to do too much. So we'll try and keep our players grounded. We've got a good leadership group in there. We'll reload, refocus, and be ready for the week up ahead.
For anyone wondering, the Corvette will be, the raffle will actually be drawn Wednesday night against Bonneville there.
Get your tickets, $50. There's no three packs left. They're $50, I think. So please come down, help support the Oil Barons and have an opportunity. I think our guys are going to start being there around noon. You know, you can come in and meet some of the guys. I know the coaching staff will be mingling around as well.
That's great to see. Tom, tonight, I know you're probably a little unhappy with the undisciplined play, but your penalty kill goes perfect tonight, and I thought they did a good job keeping the play to the outside, not really giving Lloydminster or anything really in the middle of the ice.
Yeah, you know, we talk about protecting the house and keeping to the outside, and whenever you're on the PK, you have to give up something, and if you can give up those perimeter shots and your goaltender can make the first save, you should be able to clear rebounds. Thought that we did a fairly good job. And when you have opportunities to get the puck all the way down the ice, you have to capitalize on that. So, obviously, you don't like taking, you know, too many penalties. But, you know, all in all, when we can get everybody involved and have a perfect night on the PK, it's always a good sign.
Last question for myself. Eric Sidor, he wasn't busy by any means, 16 shots. But it seemed any time a shot came towards him, and what I thought, you know, 10 to 12 of those shots were pretty quality shots. He was always there, brick wall, made the saves, covered it up, not a lot of rebounds, and that's exactly what you look for in a goaltender.
You know, whenever you talk to a goaltender, he'll say sometimes the hardest games to play are those ones where you just get sporadic traffic. I mean, his first big save was a breakaway shorthand that could have, you know, changed the momentum, and I think he's done an outstanding job this year of doing that. You know, they had one backdoor play there in the second period on their power play. He made a great post-to-post save. Eric has the potential to be a big-time goalie. I mean, he's proving it right now, and he's only 19. We rely a lot on him. And when goaltenders can make those saves look real easy, you know that's a sign of a good goaltender.
I have to ask you this question, but you inject Mason Martin tonight, and he drops the gloves. We talked pregame about he's a physical player. He's a big body. Is that anything you expected of Mason tonight, though?
Well, listen, what you expect Mason to do is to get in on forecheck, bang bodies, get involved. And when you do that, a lot of times some physical play tends to follow that. So I didn't really see what happened before the fight. But there was no instigator on it, which was good. And if that's what Marty has to do, that's what Marty's going to do. He's a team first player, wants to please. The guys love him for that. I mean, it was good for him to, you know, he's been waiting, and there was some paperwork that we needed to wait for him to get into action. So for his first game, I know that he was chomping at the bit, and he'll do anything for the team, so good on him.
We wondered a little bit what the, you know, you always know there's a Fort McMurray-Lloydminster rivalry, but with such a young Lloydminster team, you know, we discussed if they knew the rivalry. I think after this game, it got really physical in that third period. It's alive and well here.
It just shows you the passion that they have in their dressing room as well. So kudos for them for not backing down, and for our players as well. It is every North Division opponent, you've got a rivalry, because points are very valuable, and these are points that when we look in February and March, you can't get them back. So it's good for us to stockpile these ones right now. So for us to go 4-1, you know, is a good sign, and we want to continue to get better here as the season progresses, as we play more road games, and obviously we want to be, you know, ready to play for next weekend.
Tom, lastly, Bonneville Wednesday, a chance, a quick turnaround with them. You just saw them this week. Are you expecting a different team effort from your club against what you now know is a very good Bonneville club?
We better get a different effort. But again, each game is independent of itself. So we want to make sure that system-wise we're ready to go. Bonneville's a very good. They're a deep team. They don't necessarily have the Bobby McMahons and the Zach Mills and guys like that, but they're a team that's four lines deep that can roll, sort of similar to what we're trying to establish here, and they've got a good defense. So it's going to take a good effort to beat them, and hopefully we're ready for the task Wednesday night.
Tom, thanks a lot once again, and congrats on the win tonight.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.